Madeline Peyrou is back on the Cafe today. She is a singer and songwriter influenced vocally by listening to a lot of Billie Holiday in her youth. She's released 6 albums, and her latest is called The Blue Room. Features renditions of songs from Ray Charles, modern sounds, and country and western music. Ray's breakthrough 1962 recording of country standards topped the country and R&B charts. We'll hear performances recorded at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. To begin, the Cafe's Michaela Majune asked Madeline about the reaction when Ray Charles, an R&B artist, started playing country.
He had, I think, just established his new, quote, you know, his really new sound that was so seminal for him and other artists at Atlantic Records, and this R&B soul, which was, you know, we all know of Ray Charles as being part of the creation of that sound. And it was a sound that became, you know, defined as being a Black American sound. So, yeah, this was amazing to a lot of people. But he just loved those songs. He had grown up with that music in down in Texas, and I think people just weren't aware of how desegregated the country already was in mind and spirit. You know, I wasn't there, but I listened to these things first through my father, who was born in New Orleans in the 30s. And then later on as a musician, I realized that it was an incredibly important record in other ways, you know, with the big white choir. When you first hear them go, "I can't stop loathing you," and you think, what is that? And then there's all of a sudden this bluesy piano feel. Du, 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 du. Well, I made up my mind. You think, okay, wait a minute. There's a dialogue between these people. I didn't know they had anything to do with each other. And it's just such an epitome. It's just a perfect synthesis, and it's such a perfect moment on that record. I don't think anybody has not heard that recording. So I decided that Larry Klein must have meant that he wanted other people to be on this, because I thought, this is so seminal, how can you pay a tribute to it? But I think that Larry's vision was perfect when he realized that it would be too much to try and create something that was going to say everything you ever wanted to say about a record in order to pay tribute to it. And so he said, no, this is a specific angle. I think it's one singer. I think it'll be you, and we can try to do this. So we started working on actually picking out the songs, and later adding songs that had been written since, so that we could expand that from that perspective and say, okay, this is a tribute to this record in the spirit of that record, but it doesn't have to be those exact arrangements, and nor does it have to be all the same songs.
Ironically, some of the songs on Modern Sounds went on to be some of Ray Charles' best known, like Born to Lose. What an amazing song. What a heartbreak of a song that is. Mm. And we're going to hear you do it with your band in your own inimitable way from the stage of the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia on the World Cafe.
Born to lose, I've lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain. All my life, I've always been so blue. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. Born to lose, it seems so hard to bear. When I wake and
Piano, Gary Versace.
Madeline Peyrou and a gorgeous group of musicians. What a fabulous rendition of that song, Madeline. The intonation, the sweep of your voice, your timing. Who was playing with you?
Gary Versace is playing piano. John Harrington's playing guitar, Barack Morey on the bass, Darren Beckett on the drums, and we have a wonderful string quartet, Sylvia DeVanzo, first violin, concertmaster, Sarah Zunn, violin, Todd Lowe, viola, and Emily Brauza, cello.
It works. It's just gorgeous. You're welcome. did you feel special pressure in terms of the fact that Ray Charles is so iconic and these songs are so associated with him when you went into the studio to record these?
Well, I felt daunted by the idea, but I think once I was wed to doing it and we had jumped into the arena, so to speak, you know, I have to just be part of all of this, because it's really, again, just like, you know, Abby Lincoln looking at me and saying, "What do you want?" And me saying, "Oh, that's a really good question. Do I want to be like one of those singers?" And I guess I do now. And I felt the same way about this record. What do you want to do with this? This is such an important question and an important opportunity, since you've got the opportunity where somebody says, let's explore this record. And it felt like a very natural idea. Once I understood and grasped what it was Larry wanted to do, I thought it was going to be very natural for all of us, natural for me to get deeper into something that I'd already thought about many times and say, well, how can I get a specific angle on each one of these songs that makes sense because of who I am, as honestly as possible, and take it from there. and just be part of a bigger picture. So that's what I feel like this is. It's just a piece, a little piece to a very large puzzle. And we're having so much fun right now. You know, just playing music is so much fun, and that's the feeling I always got from Ray Charles. So, you know, I'm just going to try and work as hard as I can and be like him that way.
Did you see him perform? Did you meet him when he was alive?
I did. I bought tickets to see him live at the Blue Note. It was probably the only time I bought tickets to see anybody live, and I didn't have money in the first place. And a couple years later, I was extremely lucky because I was invited to open for him in, I guess it was 97 or so, in Amsterdam at the top of the festival. Well, it wasn't Amsterdam, it was the Netherlands, the festival that they have outside of Amsterdam in the country. They've moved it to Rotterdam now, so I forget. North Sea Jazz Festival is what it was. So I watched him perform, and I had my dressing room next to his backstage. Very humble. All of us were very humble about the whole thing. I try not to tell this story to anybody, but the truth of the matter is I was too nervous, so I didn't go back to say hello.
Totally understand that.
What
would you have said to him?
That's the problem, I think. I would have been speechless. For me to be able to be here now, brief as it might be, you know.
And for us, too. Madeline Peyrou is our guest today on the World Cafe. The new album is The Blue Room. And let's just backtrack for 1 second. You've been working with Larry Klein for a while. He produced Careless Love, right? Your third album. Have you worked on every album since then with him?
Almost. We made three records together before I made a record with Craig Street producing, and that was called Standing on the Rooftop. That was actually my last record. So this would be, The Blue Room is our fourth collaboration.
And how did the very first collaboration come about? How did you find each other?
Well, I think Larry Klein was recommended by my A&R person at Rounder Records in 2003 or four, and that was Troy Hansborough said that it would be a good idea to work with him, but I actually, you know, was very, as usual, I'm very ignorant about what's out there, so I had no idea. But he works with singers in a way that I don't think I'll ever be able to see ever again. So it's a fascinating thing to be a singer and to work with somebody who understands how to get to that place that you want to get to from a singer and how to encourage a singer to get to that place. And that's pretty rare, I think.
Of course, he did well with Joni Mitchell way back when.
Right on. Yeah.
At least in terms of being her producer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the record that they made called, I think it's called Both Sides Now with Vince Mendoza, who worked on this one. That's an amazing Joni Mitchell record that they produce with a big orchestra.
Not all the songs on the new album are part of the Ray Charles session from 1962. You have a really interesting Buddy Holly song that I don't think is that well known called Changing All Those Changes. Very cleverly written song. How did you find that song?
I honestly, Larry Klein found it. I had not heard it. I grew up listening to all kinds of Buddy Holly stuff and had never heard this one before. I don't think they put it on these compilations that they make, which you end up with, on re-releases. And it's a really interesting recording. The original recording is almost so rough that I wasn't so sure that they meant to put it that way because it's got a kind of a backwards form. So we changed it a little bit in order to do it our own way.
You have a nice wry interpretation of it that I like. We're going to hear it now from the stage of the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. Madeline Peyrou and her band with Changing All These Changes, a song that's on her new album, The Blue Room.
Changes that I made when I left you.
always changes when I thought you were untrue. Ooh, and now you're gone and I find I'm wrong and there's nothing I can do but to change up all those changes that I made when I left you. To change up all those changes that I made when I left. John Harrington on guitar. Take these chains from my set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartache lingers on. Take these chains from my heart. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see. Just a spark of the love that used to be. If you found somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from set me free. Give my heart just a word of sympathy. Be as fair to my heart as you can be. And if you no longer care for the love that's a beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. For having us. I love Philadelphia so much. There we go.
Madeline Peyrou and her fabulous band doing Take These Chains From My Heart live at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. That's a song from her new album called The Blue Room. Our thanks to Madeline. Our thanks to Michaela Majoun for hosting here on the World Cafe.